great. I mean, saw 95 and 96. Might be a little adrenaline with his first team. I don't expect him to do that all the time, but surprised me a little bit. And had good command, good movement. I mean, shoot, we couldn't have asked any more than that.
He seemed like he did particularly well when he got in trouble. What was the key for him?
I think it's just a veteran presence. You know, they're not going to get flustered by guys on base. They're just going to go out there and try to execute pitches, and that's what experience does for you. But again, for a first look for us, boy, with what we've been going through, he was very welcome.
You mentioned
him being an innings eater, and you only needed, I think it was 80 pitches through six. I mean, how big could that be for you guys if he's
He's been to 100. I just felt like at the time in a tie game, and especially his first time out, we don't want to push it and put him in a situation where I have to go get him in the middle of an inning. But I was comfortable with up to 100 pitches. He just did it, you know, really economically. I mean, his last time out, I think, was 4 innings and 80, and the time before that might have been 5 and 100. So to be able to do it in the fashion that he did today, go as far as he did with as few pitches, means he was on it.
This guy's been with that many teams. Is that just a sign of resilience that nothing's going to keep you?
I get a little nervous here. Kirk Gibson's
in the camera. You're thinking about putting a sign up.
You know my signs anyway. Same signs. I'm sorry.
A guy who's been with that many teams, does that just show his resilience to keep battling and keep willing to fight for a spot?
Well, you know, first of all, for most guys, it's tough to go to a new team in the middle of the season. And, you know, there can be some nerves and some uncomfortableness being with a new team, but this is probably the last guy that you worry about that, being it's his 13th team. So, you know, he seemed real comfortable when he came out of the bullpen, and seemed real comfortable when he took the mound. And, you know, that has a lot to do with experience.
Bob, your bullpen set up probably really exactly the way you wanted it to for the late innings. Kind of an uncharacteristic misstep for them, for your team to come back in the fashion they did.
Yeah, that was great because, you know, those are the guys, I mean, Lou, someone to hit a homer off Lou is a shock. I mean, you think maybe a hit, but the last thing you think is a home run, an opposite field home run. But he goes back out and pitches the next inning and was on it again. So when you talk about a rookie, you know, you look for, you know, what he's made of when he has to go back out there and hold him down again, you know, the next inning, and he did it. Book just got a ball up, you know, to Martin over the middle of the plate, and he got it, and you know, it's going to happen from time to time, but I think the thing that impressed me the most was Lou being able to go back out there in the eighth and hold him down.
What about your offense responding there?
We've seen it. Our best at-bats come late in games. I've said it often. You know, it's a little demoralizing when all of a sudden, you know, one of your best pitchers gives up a 3-run homer and you're down by 3, but they kept grinding the at-bats and you know, fought through it.
This says a lot about your team coming against their closer and their main setup guy.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's when you better have your best at bats against, you know, their best pitchers. So you better have an idea what they're going to try to do to you, and look for a ball you can handle early in the count, and then battle if you get to 2 strikes.
The way Piscotty's going right now, I mean, what does that do just for that part of the lineup?
It does. I mean, he's actually incrementally moved up. I thought about actually hitting him second today, you know, but with no lefty down there, we don't have to worry about staggering at this point, right, lefts, but I'd be comfortable hitting him anywhere in the lineup right now.
Trying it okay after taking a couple balls.
Yeah, he's like a magnet for a guy that has such good stuff. He tends to get hit quite a bit, unfortunately.
Got all glove, though.
Did you hear anything on either Minden or
Trump? I have not. I haven't even talked to him. I'll have some news for you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you.